A beautiful day to celebrate Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days in Forestburg. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Visiting today with Delaney Zoss. She's a member of the Town and Country Kids Blue Group 4-H Club here in Sanborn County and in her fourth year. Delaney, thanks for visiting with us today, and sounds like you've got a busy Achievement Days ahead. Tell us about some of the things you're showing.
I'm showing 3 goats, 4 lambs, 1 rabbit, a hydro-dipped skull, a tie blanket, a pot holders, a towel, and a painted sign.
What type of goats are you showing?
I'm showing market boer goats.
And how do you get them ready for showing?
Well, usually 2 or 3 days before the show, we get up and we go to the barn and we shear them. We don't have to wash the goats to shear them, but we just shear them. We clip their hooves, and we only do that for the market goats. For the breeding goats, we just clip their feet. We don't shear them.
And what are the judges looking for in a meat goat?
In a meat goat, they're looking for a lot of muscle to produce the most meat.
And you're also showing lambs. What kind of lambs do you have?
I have Hampshires, and I have 1 South Down.
What's the difference between a South Down and a Hampshire?
A South Down is all white, and they are usually used for breeding purposes. And a Hampshire is white with a black head and black legs, and they are used for mainly market purposes.
How long prior to Achievement Days do you start working with your lambs?
Usually you start right when you get them to get them tame and just so they have enough muscle to compete.
And what are judges looking for in lambs?
In lambs for breeding, they're looking for the one for, like, the most, for the breeding, they look for the best mother, like, the best stomach to hold a baby, and just the best breeding purposes.
And what kind of rabbit are you showing?
I'm showing a mini lop.
And how do you go about preparing a rabbit for the show?
I usually comb her with a lamb cart for the lamb's legs, but it works just as well on rabbits, and I practice showmanship once a day with her.
All right, let's talk about some of your static exhibits. A hydro-dip skull. What's that?
So when we do a hydro-dip skull, you fill a tote with water, usually a 32-gallon tote, depends on how big your skull is, and you spray paint, an oil-based paint, into the tote until you have, like, the desired color, and you usually use 2 to 3 colors, and then you just dip your skull in and pull it out, and you can't really hope for any design. You just get what you get.
And I see you're also showing a tie blanket. What's a tie blanket?
So for a tie blanket, it's super easy. You just buy fabric and you cut little strips into it and you tie the strips together and you got a tie blanket.
I understand you're also involved in the 4-H Horse Project. Tell us about how you did at the county level.
I think I did pretty well. I got mostly purples, which is the highest ribbon you can get, and I thought it went really well.
What's your favorite event?
My favorite event is reining.
And why is that?
Because I love how, like, you don't have to go very slow. You can just kind of go at your own pace.
And what's your least favorite event?
My least favorite event is showmanship.
Why is that?
I just feel like it's really boring. Like, you can't, it's nothing's, there's no action.
And you've been involved in 4-H for 4 years now. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I'm thinking about trying photography, just because I feel like I could be able to get a lot of cool shots from all my livestock and my horses and just on our farm.
Delaney, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience, meaning they're interested in joining 4-H and they'd like to know why, what would you tell them?
I would tell them it's a really great experience to learn about ag and life lessons, and you don't have to, like, live on a farm or, like, show livestock just to be in 4-H.
Delaney Zoss of the Town and Country Kids 4-H Club Blue Group, we thank you for visiting with us here at Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's Delaney Zoss here at Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days in Forestburg. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.